Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 229. I am Chris, as always, joined by the very classy Tony.
I am so classy. So classy.
That's what I heard. I mean, as you guys said, you were classy, so. And Jeff is here.
Can I be classy, too?
Oh.
I think they said we were not classy.
No, you said you were not classy. Or did we say that on the podcast?
You guys said it last week. That we were
I don't
not
even remember
classy.
What we said.
Y'all classed it up last week.
Halo deserve 2, whatever we might
for. Before we kick this off, Halo 2 is full of campers. Like, I don't remember Halo ever being like a camp fest, but
it doesn't feel like a game you should or could or would want to camp in.
You know what really, I don't remember from Halo 2? It being so, the dialogue being so horrible.
You know what I don't remember is when you go to play a game online, it not working. I don't remember that.
It kind of works now. Kind of.
Really?
They put out a new patch, yesterday, today?
Oh, you're dead.
How many patches have there been? Because I've downloaded none of them because I stopped playing.
It's like three or four.
So if I go now, will I have to download all of those or just like one final patch that like...
You'll probably download them all at once so you won't notice.
You've probably already been downloading them.
That's also true.
And you don't even know it.
Oh, God.
Xbox is like that. It controls your life.
Really? I've never noticed it download. Does it do
Oh,
that?
Yeah. No, it automatically downloads updates.
Yeah.
Get out.
I mean, there are times when you will go on to a game and it'll be like, this needs to update. Like, just is what it is, but...
And it already has.
Yeah.
And it'll say that even if it already has.
Well, it'll have downloaded the update. You may have to install it.
Yeah, by the way, Christopher.
Yes.
You played Game of Thrones on Xbox One, right?
I did.
Did you get a 2.4 gig update?
No, but I did. I leave it so that it can update during like while I'm not online, like while I'm not on the console, basically. So, that may have been what happened. Was it had, you know, already gone?
I guess, dude. But like, I don't understand how that's like possible. That's the size of the file of the game.
I can't explain it. I'm just saying, like, maybe the reason I didn't get.
Yeah, you wouldn't have noticed or whatever.
Right, because it had already done it. So.
Okay.
It's distinctly possible, though, that that's not what happened.
Oh, very special news as well. Fozzie will be here soon.
All right. Well, that's good for him. Oh, I'm getting good with the sticky grenades. Anyway, when Halo works, it's a lot of fun. It's just a shame it has not been working for 3 weeks.
It
works if you play the campaign in co-op.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for three achievements to unlock, actually.
Yeah, you may have to play all those over again, because I don't think that's going to happen.
There's two that I can't, like, it just says I never actually unlocked, which is weird, because I've had to play those levels. There's another, the Pillar of Autumn in Halo Championship Edition, not Championship, Combat Evolved, the very first level, there's an achievement called Pillar of Autumn, and it says it's complete, but it still says it's unlocking. Like if I go to the achievements tab.
Uh huh.
So what is going on?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Is Game of Thrones Game of the Year discussion right now.
Okay, well, we will get to that, Fozzie. And it's not okay. Game of the Year, but...
God.
Fozzie's drunk.
But now you know, now you know how I felt 2 years ago, Fozzie.
No, you don't. This isn't the same
when you that. When you betrayed me, Hefe, you fucking betrayed me.
I was trying to
roll that fucking footage. No.
I was trying to convince all you.
You left me.
I thought Jeff betrayed... trade. Wait, no, I thought Fozzie betrayed Jeff, not the other
one. No. You're remembering it wrong, Tony.
Uh-huh.
No, Fozzie has stuck by this assertion that him and Jeff,
for
Jeff,
years.
Jeff and he had a pact that they were gonna hard sell The Walking Dead, but knew that they weren't,
beautiful pact.
Knowing that they weren't gonna win that.
Yeah,
but then they were gonna backdoor in Far Cry 3.
We were gonna be like, all right,
exactly.
Well,
exactly.
That could have worked.
You know what happened?
It happened. If I stick to that plan, he just went.
No,
okay.
No. I played Far Cry 3, sir. Played Far Cry 3. You didn't play Far Cry 3 until 3 months later, and you're like, "Oh, Far Cry 3 is really good." Yes.
No, I played it. I got it.
100% your fault.
No,
that was also the time he didn't play XCOM. Right, that was the same time.
Yeah, exactly. My face.
You failed at Game of the Year.
Jeff did play Far Cry 3 before Game of the Year, and he liked it a lot.
And I fully completed it before Game of the Year.
But
hold on. The
argument for Walking Dead took so long that Jeff just gave up.
Exactly.
I'm done.
F.A. gave up.
I don't want to argue anymore.
I fully plan on using that argument, that tactic again, by the way.
I don't think there's a game that I feel passionately enough about this year to, you know, I'm almost be like, when you guys are all like, well, Titanfall really stroked my brosif.
Hold
I'll
on.
Be like, all right.
When is Hefe going to play Frontier Defense of Titanfall? Because we need to talk about that too.
Jeff,
I own the game still.
And how much better it is than the co-op in Call
exactly.
of Duty?
Exactly.
So much better.
The co-op in Call of Duty is fucking pretty awesome.
Call of Duty's co-op is lame. I'm sorry. Playing co-op is fun by default, but the co-op itself, if you like, remove the fun factor, is not good.
No, it's good.
Sorry.
It's different stuff every wave. It's not like just the same thing over and over.
It's like a different assignment against enemies that just run right at you. Like if the AI wasn't so decrepit and awful, maybe.
Yeah, there's.
But it is atrocious. It is terrible.
The way Frontier Defense works, and I mean it's similar in that it all takes place on the same multiplayer maps, but. The way it changes how you play Titanfall and how you have to approach it tactically, because there are now mortar titans that they stay at the outskirts of the map, so you can't just kind of stay by the harvester and protect it. You need to send somebody out to take care of those mortars.
F.A., you just need to play
it's really cool.
Okay.
As opposed to Call of Duty, times. Where you just find, like, a corner and, like, set up.
If you
stay
don't,
there
and
kill
everyone. Even if the mission is to go out and grab stuff, you still just sit in the corner and kill everyone and then go grab the stuff.
That's
how you should do it, yeah.
Exactly! You do the same thing in every mission. It's just, sometimes after the mission,
it's
you have to go run and pick things up.
Oh no!
I
no,
understand that it's fun.
It
I'm not
fun.
Arguing that it's fun.
Titanfall's co-op is just there's a little more substance to it
it's not only fun, but it's you know good as well.
Because of the layouts of the maps, it can be harder. Like certain maps are way harder because the layout just is not beneficial to the player.
Fuck yeah! I'm F.A. Just believe us. We have no dog in this fight.
You.
We have no dog in this fight, okay?
I believe you so much that I don't have to check it out for myself.
No. Just play one match. God damn it. Just play one. That's all we have.
How about this? Once we get one Smash match going between all of us...
Ooh, I am down with that. Absolutely.
Oh, I'll play Smash with you. I don't... Let's talk about Smash, because...
It is a
wonderfully put together game. I think it's beautiful. I don't want to play it.
You need people to play it with as your problem, because like me and my roommate will play all the time. Like, dude, every night. Like, we played it for like 2 hours last night, just doing like team battle online. So it'll be me and him versus two other people.
Sure,
and we get our asses kicked like 9 out of 10 times, but that one victory, you're like, yeah, dude, you fucking high five and shit.
Yeah,
you fucking pull that shit off.
As you know, we just kind of talked about, like, playing co-op is just inherently fun.
Yeah.
You know, if you're playing with somebody else, it makes it more fun. I just don't really like fighting games, so it has nothing to do with...
I hate fighting games, but, like, this game is just, like... One, dude, it's, like, all these characters that we love that are not from fighting games, and it's not a typical fighting game. It's the same moves for every character. There's no complex combos. At least, although I heard that some of the characters have, like...
Oh, they're like, high-level Smash play is, like, crazy stuff.
Well, go play on... Dude, like, me and my... Funny we play online, like some of these people I'm like, man, that guy's really fucking good with I don't know, whoever, like someone that you think sucks, and you're like, you try that guy out, and you're like, nah, I don't know how you even did half that shit. Like some people just,
you know what terrifies me about that is that I think a lot of these people are like 10-year-old kids, and I'm getting whooped by them. I'm not liking it.
You get
not liking it one bit. Oh, dude. All the time. Like,
my son sat there and played until the Wii U controller like stopped working.
There was there's no balance. There's either you're playing against a guy and is retarded just amiibo guy, and then or you're playing against like two fucking professionals. I mean, there is no fucking like I never feel like I'm either like evenly matched. It's either I'm undermatched or I'm way overmatched with.
We stuck around with these guys last night. We played like three matches in a row with them, where it was like every match was pretty close. It felt like anyone could have gotten it. They got 2 out of 3, I think. But still, also,
I mean, that's awesome. Like when you're playing against people that are your level, though. I mean, the game just feels so much better about that.
Also, Chris would be happy to know, like, I've been playing with Pac-Man a lot, and then finally last night, like, he clicked with me, and I was like, dude, Pac-Man's fucking solid, dude.
I mean, that's who I've mostly played as.
He is pretty great.
He does have some,
like, the sideways B move, the way, like, he'll throw out the pellets and go after them, that works really well. As well as the downward, like, where you toss out that, fire hydrant. Like, you could, like, hit people with that, and also, like, it kind of fucks them up. Like, it'll spray the water out in different directions, like... I don't know.
Do you play with Shulk?
Though? No, I've never even tried that, motherfucker.
Oh, dude. That's my new guy.
I like my guys. All right, my guys are Pac-Man, Rob. Dude, I love Rob. I play with Rob all the time. Samus, Toon Link, and Captain Falcon, probably. Oh, and Wii Fit Trainer. I play with Wii Fit Trainer a lot. Even though she's, like, kind of weak, in my opinion. Although someone was trying to argue with me that she's like, she could kick some ass and she's cheap. I'm like, I don't know. The only thing I know that's cheap.
I've heard people say that she's cheap. I mean,
I don't like, dude. Like one, her down B move is all it does is kind of improve her fighting. Like, you know, like, it's not an offensive attack at all. And her up B move is like she goes up and there's like fucking hula hoops around her. You know, like. They don't really do that much damage, I don't think. It's not like Samus's up B move, you know?
Right.
Samus's up B move is fucking... Like, that's the thing. Like, Samus and Link, like, they got, like, all awesome, like, offensive attacks, in my opinion, but... lamest character... Anyone have a character?
I don't like...
I don't like Olimar, dude. I think he's awful.
Really?
Dude, what does he do? He throws out Pikmin. That's his only offensive move.
I think Charizard's not that great for a big character because a lot of...
My buddy uses him all the time.
A lot of his moves will fucking kill him, too. That's the thing.
Yeah, I tried him out the other day and, like, I was flying off the stage and shit. Anyway, so, game in general... I don't know. I think it's really, really good, dude. Like... It's Smash Brothers that, like, is Smash Brothers...
It's one of my favorite Smashes that has come out, so... It's going to be high on my list. It's going to be high on my list.
Very functional online, too, you know? The last one didn't have that at all.
Are we discussing just games we've played, or what's going on here?
Well, games we played. I mean, I played Smash, you played Smash, Jeff played Smash.
We talked about a Game of Thrones.
No, we'll get to Game of Thrones.
We'll get there.
Let's talk about Shadow of Mordor first, though.
Oh, shit.
So Jeff and I played some Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah?
I like that game quite a bit.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I can't say anything bad about it, really. What was I saying before the show? It's like Batman or Assassin's Creed, but with that awesome new Nemesis system in there. Like, that thing is really, really neat. Like, it's a good idea, you know?
So what actually is the Nemesis system? Is that with, like, all the captains?
Yeah, it's all the captains. They chase after you, and you can hunt them down, and they're interconnected with each other.
Well, yeah, there's more to it than just...
like a hierarchy.
The way I should be, like, before going in is, like, say you beat a guy in a battle or he defeated you, they'll remember it. Like, and that's true, too, but, like, they get promoted for beating you. Like, they go up in rank.
Yeah.
But also just, like, the way you could take a low-level captain and instead of killing him, interrogate him first and then gain info about another captain. And, like, the other thing is, like, all these little characters have, like... This guy is afraid of this. This guy doesn't like that. Like, you can read info
right.
about
you,
guy.
You get their strengths and weaknesses and how you should approach it. I was just wondering because a friend of mine does not have an Xbox One or a PS4, and
trying to explain to him like, hey.
Well, no, he bought the 360 version. He's telling me all that's in there. Like, and I didn't know what it like because I had heard it was not in.
I heard it's not either.
But like he said that he is like. There's a captain tree, and he is killing captains, and, like, I mean,
yeah, but,
I don't know, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out, exactly what makes...
Well, and here's the other thing about it, like, everyone was saying that's, like, the next-gen component of it, I'm like, dude, you're gonna tell me that Xbox 360 couldn't do that? Get out of here, you know?
I'm telling you, the Xbox 360 has pretty weak RAM, like, it can't do something like that.
You're telling me? Dude, fucking Super Nintendo could do something like that.
No, it really couldn't. Right. Like, you're talking about the system, like, keeping track of all these separate components and, like,
yeah,
seeing them in the memory. It's just not possible.
I mean,
it's just not, from a programming standpoint, it's just not possible.
I'm wondering if, like, what he's played so far is, like, it has the captains, it has the tree, and, like, there's some of that in it, but it's just not... quite as detailed as
they've said themselves. Yeah, it's not there, so it's missing. There's gonna be missing something, so I don't know. I just don't try to tell me that they couldn't do that.
I am telling you, Jeff, it is not possible. Like, the level of detail they get and the way it is interwoven with the world, it's just not possible.
I don't buy that.
Sorry, Jeff. Like, if you look at games like Crysis and how little they were able to do when they made them the game that pretty, like, you start thinking, okay, maybe
I'm not talking about pretty. I'm talking about you can't program the
that
game.
That is a beautiful game.
So what?
That world looks
I'm not
fantastic.
About that. The Nemesis
but,
system
but,
is.
But when you're talking about, like, RAM, you talk about, like, okay, how much graphics can you render, and then how much other stuff can you do after you've done that? And that's the problem.
I still
like when in Crysis, they literally have to shut the AI off because there is no RAM left to run it.
Yeah, I know. I remember all that shit.
If you remember that, then why don't you understand this? I don't understand, Jeff. Like, does your brain just black out after last? Oh, too much detail. It's off. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, give me another beer. Give me another beer.
I don't care about graphics. I don't care about
that's
graphics.
Not nice.
Well, I mean, he's even admitted it's kind of ugly.
You can't have a system in the game.
He did say, like, it's kind of ugly in place, like, wonky on the 360, so...
I've seen screenshots. It looks pretty awful on the 360 in comparison.
I was trying to, like, talk him out. I was just, like, buy an Xbox One. Like, get it now. It was $329 and on over the weekend, and, like, some of the places were offering a $50 gift card with it. And that was, like, the Assassin's Creed bundle, so you get two games... plus a $50 gift card, and you get basically you're getting the system for like $279, and then, you know, if you don't need the games and you could sell them off, you're getting it for like $200, which is crazy. But his argument for not getting it is actually pretty sensible. Like, he still plays like a lot of Gears of War, and mostly only plays multiplayer games and, like, not like Halo or Call of Duty, so he's just like, I'm not really into getting it just yet. But anyway, Shadow of Mordor, what I played of it was really cool.
It is cool. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's I mean, Golem's in there, very much the movie version, I guess. So is this, it's based on the movie kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, was there something else besides the movies?
Well, there's the books. Like,
I get.
But, like, it's definitely, like, the design is very much taken from the film. Like, Golem looks just like he does in the movie, so.
Sure.
I liked it.
I like the game so far, but, and I was really impressed, like, I am impressed with the whole Nemesis system. I think it's a brilliant idea, like, that should become kind of, like, standard in certain games. But, or not standard, but just, I think we should see more of it. But, I don't know, it's not like, I've definitely been busy with other games on top of it. It's not, like, stopped me from playing other things, so to speak. I don't know.
It's a game I'm going to have to get back to.
I'll beat it eventually.
I picked it up during the sale over the weekend. It was $30 digitally, so.
I got it for $25.
Oh?
Although, the $5 difference, you probably...
I didn't have to go anywhere. I just opened up my Xbox and bought it.
You might hear something funny is I actually have two copies of the fucking game right now.
Really?
Because I had bought it the night before. I was, like, wasted. It was, like, midnight. And I had bought it on Amazon because it was $30. I was like, fuck yeah. Then I saw it was going to be, like, on sale at Target for $25. This is on Thanksgiving. And, like, Target right behind me had it in stock. I was like, okay. So I went and got that one. And now I got the other one in the mail. And I think what I'm going to do is just, like, go to, like, Walmart and be like, I got this as a gift. It's not the right gift. I need to get something else and exchange it. And they'll give me $60 for it. $60 gift card, you know.
Right.
Whatever. And go get fucking, I don't know, Dragon Age for fucking $25. Or $30. Whatever. However you want to put it.
Yeah. I ended up getting it for $30. And then I got a Far Cry for $40.
Good man.
How did you get Far Cry for $40?
So Microsoft
put
a bunch of money into my account from the Xbox Rewards stuff.
That happened to you too?
Well, I mean, it should. Like, they do it twice a month. Like, if you buy stuff, you get 10% back, depending upon your gamer score.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm like at the highest tier, I guess. So I get 10% of all my purchases back, and they there was a $40 in there, not $40. There was $20 in there, and I spent
$20 for me too. That was crazy.
I spent $40 on Far Cry. So
way to go!
Damn it!
So I was like, really, yay, Far Cry! So I got that, and I bought Divinity for $26.99. On the Steam sale. That was the only game I got.
I got a ton of games.
I got a decent amount. Mordor was my best deal, though, you know, for $25.
Yeah, that's definitely...
That's a,
like,
steal.
I mean, that's, like, the real... Like, that was the real price. Like, Far Cry was still $60.
Yeah, I got
you. Yeah, so that was cool. And I did not play any Far Cry, though. I did play Dragon Age. That game's cool, I guess. Yeah,
are you telling me you shouldn't buy this, Chris?
Huh?
Do you know how I feel about Dragon Age?
I don't like it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know you don't like it.
It's not?
My thing with Dragon Age is I don't know if I care about the universe. Like, it was something I really liked about Mass Effect was, like, I really liked the characters and I was invested in the story. I don't feel that way with Dragon Age, maybe because, you know, it's a... There's three games and they interlock, but it's not like Mass Effect where...
Right.
You know, it was your story, like... There's been three different main characters now, and I'm not as invested in it. It's an awesome world. It's very, you know,
Can you play it though? Fantasy. Can I just hop in and play it? Because I really haven't.
Yes.
There's
different characters for a reason. Yeah.
And I stopped playing Dragon Age 2. And I don't feel lost. Like they explain things to you.
Yeah.
And there are characters that I recognize from Dragon Age 2, and there's like characters that I've heard the names of already from Dragon Age 1, but I don't think you need to know who they are really to. You'd probably have a better understanding if you did, but I don't think it hurts to not know who they are.
Yeah, I think it just like. Kind of adds to the game, but it doesn't ruin it if you don't know. Like, it's not a true franchise where you need to know exactly what happened previously.
I think the combat's improved from both, actually. From Dragon Age and Dragon Age 2. It's a mix of both. It's more of like the actual active combat where you're kind of, you know, doing the special abilities and actually attacking. That works kind of like it does in Dragon Age 2, but then you can bring up the tactical camera and actually issue orders to all your team, and that's pretty cool too.
It's got the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
it really
does. So if you want to do the tactical stuff, it's there. If you don't, you could probably bump it, play on normal, or even go a little bit lower if you wanted to, I guess.
I don't see how you could get through that whole game without playing the tactical stuff, though.
Really,
it seems like it'd be really hard.
I heard like once you start like facing some of the bigger bosses, like dragons, and you really need to be kind of targeting specific body parts, I guess.
Right.
So I don't know. As I said though, I'm just not like super invested in it. Like it looks beautiful. The dialogue seems really well done. The banter as you're walking, like there's a lot of walking, seems pretty cool. I don't know. I'll play it at some point. Play more of it. It's I can see that it's a really good game, and if somebody were like trying to make an argument for it, I'm not gonna like fight them on it, because I can definitely understand that. But it's just for me right now. It's like I don't want to spend 40, 50 hours playing a game, and that seems to be the commitment you need to put into this. Fozzie, have you played any of it or? Did we lose Fozzie?
Oh. Hello? Sorry, I just...
Did you play any Dragon
Age? I just
heard
my name. yes, I played maybe like 4 hours. I was just playing the trial for a bit.
So
I have the game.
We're all basically in the same boat outside of Jeff.
Yeah, I'm almost past the Hinterlands, I guess. I guess I can free travel somewhere else. Hinterlands? I don't know what it's called. But it looks good so far. There's a lot of people that like it. I really want to get into it more. I just don't know. I have 2 weeks left. Pretty much this is it. I have Dragon Age.
Right.
I have South Park. And I have Wolfenstein. Those are the last three games
you
I kind of want
to... You need to bump Wolfenstein up.
And
or down.
Okay. I didn't put them in an order in any way. I'm just saying that. Those are the last three games I need to play to make a fair... argument as far as which if they should be in that game of the year category, because there's a ton of games out there. Ton of games.
Yeah,
FA, let's not just write up to Titanfall, because it is a good game, but there could be some dark horses. Okay?
There's many.
This year's weird because I think a few of us over here, not named Jeff, kind of think Titanfall is really good. But
I think it's good. I just don't think that's game of year material. I'm sorry. Like I don't know. It's fun, but I never got into it as much as you guys. So
But I think everything else is like there hasn't been like that Tomb Raider or nothing's like really. I don't know, maybe Shadow of Mordor will be.
No,
that game,
I feel the same way.
It's been a weird like good really good games, but nothing. It's like this is a classic.
Yeah, like I started.
I think that's like once in a generation.
I started doing a write-up for my top 10 games of the year, and I kind of started with that, where it was a year of like a lot of like pretty great games, but nothing special. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a little more eloquent than that, but I was saying the same thing. It's like there's so many good games, but nothing that like really stands out above everything else, you know?
Sure.
So before we get into Telltale stuff. Tony, have you played anything else?
So the one big gaming purchase I made for Black Friday was NBA 2K15. I talked a little about it last week because I got it like the day we recorded the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I started getting into the My Player this week, and I played about it's pretty much all I played since I got it because it's really good. I always get obsessed with this game every year though because it's, you know, the best basketball simulation on the market, so it's a lot of fun. They made some interesting changes though. I'm not necessarily sure that they're good changes. Apparently last year people were like messing with the My Players and like getting too quickly through like one portion of the upgrades to the player. So like you can upgrade like a player's free throw shooting or their 3-point shooting or their mid-range jumper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the points that you get as you play. This year you have to buy packages. So you buy a package called jump shooting, and that will upgrade basically every kind of shooting that you can do. And there's another package called athleticism, which will upgrade your jumping and your speed and your acceleration and your dunking and all that stuff at the same time. It's so instead of having like 40 categories or whatever to choose from, you have 5.
So
that's nice.
Have you played like the be a player mode in Madden?
Oh yeah.
Like, is it kind of like that from last year, where it was just like buy this weird thing and it's you're gonna get better medium passing or?
Well, so it was like that, but now it's more it's less targeted to one thing, and it's instead of buying an upgrade in one area, you're buying an upgrade in like 6 areas at a time.
Okay.
And it'll vary how much it is in each area, and you won't get to choose what that upgrade is.
Oh, so you lose some of the customization for it.
Right, like... so I always put all my points into like mid-range and 3-point shooting, because those were like the 2 things that I always expect my player to be able to do first. And now you're kind of stuck, because instead of being able to put your points into those, you're like also simultaneously putting them into free throw shooting and layup and like all this other stuff where you're like, I can't play inside yet because I'm not tall and I don't have those athleticism to play in there yet, but you're making me put points in there even though I don't really want to yet. So it's you lose some of that like ability to make the player be what you want him to be.
Right. That's a shame.
Yeah, and the other problem with it is that they had this issue last year too. The My Career mode, even though you're playing offline single player, is still tied to their servers. So last night I went on to play and I couldn't access my player for like half an hour. Like the servers came back.
Shitty.
But
so basically, you couldn't play single player because their servers
were down, which sucks.
Welcome to gaming on now.
Yeah, and I purposely waited to pick this up. I didn't buy this game at launch because they've had this problem the last couple years. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for them to fix the servers and me have no problems when I hop in there. And I have a problem. I'm like, worth damn playing the game. But it did come back, and I haven't had any issues any other time. But it's still annoying. Like, it's a single-player mode. I should be able to play it without having to worry about the servers. But damn that. I will say, though, the stuff they've done with the My Career mode are really interesting this year. So it starts off, you're on draft night, and you haven't gotten drafted. And the game opens with you, like, chasing your agent around your apartment. Because he told you were going to get drafted late in the first round, and you didn't get drafted at all, and you're going to beat the crap out of him. He's like, no, it's okay, and comes up with a reason why you shouldn't, you know, end his life right there. And you move on, and you have to so you get a workout with a team in the middle of the season, and you have to perform well in the workout. And then after the workout, you get a 10-day contract. And then you have to perform well in that 10-day contract to either get another 10-day contract or get like signed to play for the rest of the season. So it's a different way compared to they've done the career mode in the past has always been you get like the college all-star game, and then based on your performance in that, it determines where you get drafted. And here you don't get drafted at all, and you have to like work your way into the league, which adds some cool storylines. And they've really done a lot with working your player into actual like story RPG-ish type stuff. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, like there's stuff like when you're going into the game, your coach comes up to you on the bench and you know taps you on the shoulder and tells you, "Okay, you're going in," and and then you sit on the sideline and wait for your for a stoppage in play so you can actually get in the game. So it kind of feels like, you know, I'm going in instead of just appearing on the court, which is really cool. And there's a whole bunch of stuff in there like that. You shoot poorly in one game, and then a team veteran comes over. He's like, "Okay, we got to work this out." And takes you into the gym, and you shoot shots with him, and he helps you out in pregame warmups to like get your shot right. Just, you know, cool stuff like that. It's an upgrade over previous years and stuff you really haven't seen in this kind of game before. So
I'd love to see something like that in like Madden or NHL.
Right. The other career modes in other games just don't seem to measure up to this. Even MLB The Show.
Right, or that. Like, that would be great to have some sort of, like, cinematic RPG type thing.
Right. They all have, like, the gameplay there, but I feel like they're lacking the, "I feel like I'm in this game right now."
So. Right. Like, where it's like, I am invested in the character that I've created and the player I've created. Like.
Yeah, 2K has always been good at that.
The one problem with my poor player, so I didn't see the portion where you got, when you're like creating your player and figure out where he went to school and how tall he is and all that stuff, when you're putting in all his information, I didn't see the portion to change his name. So my player ended up named Roderick McDonald. And I can't change it. I'm
Sounds
stuck
about
with that
right.
forever.
Perfect. Beautiful name. I'll be sad.
Jeff, tell us about Little Big Planet 3.
Jeff might be AFK.
Jeff leave? All right.
This is a perfect time to talk about Little Big Planet 3, then. It sucks. Yeah, right. It's awful. It's a terrible game.
Yeah.
My God, two police cars just burst into my apartment complex.
Oh. You know?
They're coming for me.
No, they're looking for Little Big Planet 3. So,
I mean, I'm kind of surprised Jeff said that he liked it, because Sony just threw that game out there to die.
This game is out, and we're not going to tell anyone.
No.
But it's out.
They did the same with Drive Club, too. Like, I mean, at least understandable there, though, because that game was boring.
Right. That game was garbage.
This is like their only exclusive of the fall.
Right.
It's the only game you can really care about, and we're not going to tell anyone.
It's a weird situation, but all right, I guess we won't talk about Little Big Planet.
I mean, I thought Little Big Planet 3 was going to be like pretty big. The other two were pretty big, and this one just kind of, yeah, dropped out of nowhere.
It's on PS4.
Yeah, PS3 and PS4.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, I did not see any advertising for it whatsoever. So
I haven't seen any advertisement for anything for Sony this fall.
That is true.
Like,
I've been seeing a lot of Smash.
Maybe like a couple. Like, I mean, there's been some like Destiny commercials, and like that's PlayStation co-marketing. So like they always say PlayStation at the end of it, but I have not seen like. Last year, Sony was really nailing it with their marketing and getting out there in front of everything with their stupid singing PlayStation 4 commercials, which were awful, but they were out there, and I haven't seen any of that this fall. Like, it's been really weird. I wonder if they spent all their money like doing it last year, that they're just like, "All right, we're not going to do anything this year," especially since all of our big games aren't for another year anyway. So, oh well. I don't really want to talk about Game of Thrones until Jeff gets back, though, because he is the other of three of us that have played it. He is one of the others. So,
mm-hmm. He is.
But we could talk about Tales from the Borderlands, which is the other Telltale game that came out.
Fair enough.
I
have not played it.
It is very good. It is a lot of fun, kind of like where Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us, and Game of Thrones were all very like kind of dire. Borderlands is just like, it's just fun, like just funny writing, funny encounters, like this stuff that happens is still bad, like people are still getting killed and stuff's still blowing up, and you know, there's skags to kill and bandits that chase after you, but it's all done, you know, very, very smart and funny. So
what?
Tales from the Borderlands. I never thought that like whole setting was good though.
I don't like Borderlands. That's exactly my point.
Well, so like I have no interest in the Borderlands story. It's just this is just kind of like a fun, quirky thing that's going on. Like it's a the characters are they're well done. It's a heist story. I like heist stories, so I'm kind of biased, I guess, in that regard. But it's like everything goes wrong with the how all that all works out. So I don't know. I thought like I did not go in there with any expectations, and I came out going, "This is a lot of fun." So
more from the Game of Thrones,
which he hasn't played yet. So
no, I played Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So then you can answer that question.
I can. I liked it more than Game of Thrones.
What?
Oh, is you guys' face? So
invested in that, like, and there's like pre-installed, like,
yes,
obsession, you know. And you get to see a lot of big characters in it. It's fucking.
Yeah. Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Fozzie, get excited.
So, Game of Thrones, very good. It is, you know, very similar to other Telltale games.
It is
dialogue-based choice trees and such. It takes place. One of my issues with it is, and it's not really an issue, but for me, it's not an issue. I could see it being an issue for other people, though. Is that if you are not already invested in Game of Thrones, I don't know how you get into this, because
not much in there.
I think you get into it, but I don't know
how you understand anything that's going on. Because
there's a lot of that. And that's just, true. Like, yeah, how would someone who knows nothing about it take it all in? I really don't know.
Right, because it kicks
it
off.
It relies on you knowing a lot of shit.
Yep.
Yeah, like, and not just like
you said, it kicks off at the Red Wedding, but they don't ever really explain what happened there. It's like you know because you saw the show.
Yeah, right, and like exactly. you know you're getting attacked, and you probably shouldn't be getting attacked, but you at least get that kind of understanding from it. But you don't know like the implications of what's going on if you haven't watched the show, and why this was bad, and how this is actually bad for the house you are now part of.
Sure,
because you're part of House Forrester, which is a Stark bannerman.
It is a fictional on fiction. There's literally...
Oh, they're mentioned in the books.
Oh, yeah, really? The Forresters are
a real
house.
Not.
Are they?
Yes, they are. They, yeah. They're not mentioned... like, they're not like where actual at? Characters, but they're pretty obscure. But they are in the books.
So they're just mentioned by other characters?
They're mentioned, at some point.
Like, when they kind of go down, like, the people that are supporting Robb Stark and... Like the houses that are there, they're
just not a big deal.
Yeah, because they're not a very big house.
Did they have that whole thing about Ironwood in the books, or is that just something they made up?
I've never heard of Ironwood before that one.
Not that I remember.
Or before that.
Because that's like, that's their big calling card in this episode. Right. Is that they make this Ironwood shit.
They
build chips and stuff.
Definitely, I guess, the wood from whatever trees they have in the forest around them. But they know how to harvest it the best. And
right.
They're the best craftsmen with it.
I feel like that kind of takes away from it, though. I didn't know they were in the books because I feel like before I knew they were in the books and they were kind of low-key, like, I felt that Ironwood was equivalent to Valyrian steel, where, like, Valyrian steel is this magical thing that...
Well, yeah,
Any weapon that was made from it was fucking, like, just a creme de la creme. So,
it's a sword, and it doesn't burn well. They mentioned that.
Yeah, that's why they built shit out of it, because...
I guess, like, maybe they made, like, the whole, like the hilts for the swords or something, maybe. But anyways, that's interesting. I didn't know that they were in the books. I just thought they were completely fictional.
I think it kind of works. I understand what you're saying, Fozzie, that like kind of like, hey, maybe that's not as cool as we would probably like instead, but I think it works because it's actually part of the fiction. Because so much of this other Game of Thrones stuff is like, we're going to create a new house and we're going to create new characters, and it's always garbage. The other Game of Thrones game that's come out, they're so bad.
I think they play it smart, though. They took like a very minor house that no one really knows of. Right. And they associate it with the Lannisters. Like, you see the Lannisters.
You can see a lot of big characters.
Exactly. Jon Snow's.
Jon
Snow's going to be in the future one.
He'll be in the next. But, yeah, so there's like a whole scene like in King's Landing, more than just one scene, but where you're with Margaery Tyrell and where you have an audience with Cersei and Tyrion. That might be the best thing Telltale's ever done, is that whole encounter with Cersei.
That's good.
I really liked it.
I really liked it.
It's so tense. Like,
the nice thing is that I feel that you have to make your decision a lot quicker than I saw in The Walking Dead, whereas in The Walking Dead, you could take a minute and think.
For some of the stuff.
No, in this game, like for those big decisions, you have to be pretty...
There are points in The Walking Dead where there's no timer where you could. So
yeah,
I don't know.
But there are also points in Walking Dead where there are timed ones, and
most of them are. Yeah,
like I think that makes it flow better though, is having that timer. Like I know Brian was kind of complaining about it, that you know that it rushes you,
but that's what makes it tense. Also, right. Like, think about it, like you're in that situation, you get to pause and go, I get to think about.
No, I like that. I like that. That's what I'm saying, though.
It's a deal like with like real life, like where it's like I have to come up with something right now to say, you know.
Exactly.
Like, there's no pause button.
The fucking queen is expecting me to say something back to her. Mm-hmm. I don't get to sit here and contemplate it. I have to come up with a fucking answer. So
I thought that was faster than the previous ones, and that's what I liked about it, is that I felt more realistic that way.
Yeah.
You don't have 30 seconds to think of an answer. You have to do it within like 5 seconds.
Well, you know what I loved about it? Is you play a large part of it as this new lord. Is his name Ethan?
Ethan, yep.
Yeah. What I loved about that is because when you're playing The Walking Dead, you're Clementine. You're just a little kid, has no power. This kid is like a lord. So you're like trying to think like, I'm trying to run this whole fucking city. You know,
right.
Like, how do I run it correctly? Like your decisions feel way more important in a way. I don't know. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Right. Like even like little decisions.
Yeah.
Seem like, all right, like what do I do here? Because like I could.
You're
I
thinking
could make
of
this
how
decision
the,
or
how
this decision.
Are gonna view you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're thinking about like you're thinking like a king essentially. Like, all right. How would they view me if I did this, you know? It's not just when you're Clementine, you're like, I want to see this motherfucker get killed. It's a little different. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
It's just the ending. But, spoilers.
Easy over there.
But, Without spoiling the ending, I thought it was really good.
Yeah. The only thing I had an issue with was I think Natalie Dormer's delivery as Marjorie is kind of terrible. I think she's like the worst part of it. Like, it just comes off really flat.
I think if you take her voice performance from the actual show, though, it would come off as flat too. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
I think that with her, like, maybe her the voice. If you were to just take the voice,
that's what I'm saying.
A lot of her performance is done through her like expressions, and like she's a very like her face is very kind of expressive. And in this, because like I mean, these you get no facial expressions really out of this shit. So,
oh, you do not.
It came off as really stilted. Whereas, like, Tyrion and Cersei came off way better, I thought.
No, what I was going to say is I thought that, like, generally, I could see where you're coming from with her, but generally, I thought the acting was good in it, like, really good, you know?
Yeah, she was the only one that I was like, really like, this is weird, like, and Ramsay a little bit, too.
Really? I thought he was great, dude. Like, that voice, dude, that voice haunts my fucking nightmares.
Yeah, it just, so great, it just, though. Like, it, yeah. I think the voice acting was fine. I think that the actual animation and, like, for him didn't come off quite as well because he's so expressive in the show.
Yeah.
He's fucking insane. And he just doesn't have, like, you can
hear the guy looks like him. No,
yeah,
he does. He looks like him. He talks like him, but I agree with Chris.
You can hear the nastiness in the voice and the delivery, but it's just not, like, I didn't...
That motherfucker's eyes on the actual show, like, just his eyes.
So,
this guy is
so
insane.
Creepy. Yes.
That is the thing about the... Yeah. Go ahead.
Like, he's, like, flaying the guy, and it's like, when he's doing that in the forest, and he's really like flaying the skin off of this dude, and like when he's doing that in the show, like there's just so like there's this crazy psychopathic kind of look on him. It's like that guy is totally nuts, and when he's doing it here, it's just like I'm just flaying this guy. Like there's no expression. Like
his voice, though, even still, like God, man. Said that weird rat voice or whatever. I don't know. I was like so happy about shit. I'm gonna cut your fucking balls off. Ha ha.
I think if anything, the Telltale Game wants me to really want to have like a real like photorealistic like Witcher 3 graphic Game of Thrones game. You know, like just like that type of setting, that type of like drama in that show. But
I think there are stuff works. But I'm kind of like, that's like the one thing they can update is the art style and like Chris has noted in his review, like the jankiness of the whole Lego games. Like, you got the money, you put the money in the writing, and the writing is great. But like, let's reinvent the engine here a little bit. I think.
Yeah,
like,
I think that when they get to their next, like, I mean, we're stuck with this engine for the rest of Game of Thrones and for Tales of the Borderlands. But I hope that whatever they're doing for, like, Walking Dead Season 3 or The Wolf Among Us Season 2, like, that they update that engine, because I don't mind the art style, but the animation is...
Right, if the art style was on par with, like, the animation being as great, I think it would be, like, just a home run, but you're right, it's just... way your guy walks, everything about him just seems like, yeah.
So weird. And it's like, it's very clear that there's like a weird kind of watercolor filter over everything for Game of Thrones. And I think like if that were taken off, it would look just like every other Telltale game where it's like the cel-shaded. Cause it definitely looks like they blurred the lines on things, so everything's a little more smooth instead of hard-edged, which gives it a distinct look from the other three series they do, but it also kind of makes things a bit blurry in its delivery. So I don't know. It's story-wise, though, it's really good. It's up there with some of the best episodes I think Telltale's done.
Yeah, I loved it, dude. It felt like watching an awesome Game of Thrones episode. Like, and you know, Game of Thrones.
I just wanted that big ending.
Like, it ends on that big ending where you're like, oh man, I can't wait to see the next one. I want to watch it right now. You know, it's just like that at the end. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, they get you good.
They get you real good, dude.
They get you
good. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
This is why I'm going to buy the whole package at once when they're all out.
It's probably a good idea.
I'm playing through Walking Dead Season 2 like that right now, and it's awesome. Like, you get to play an hour or two a night, and you get through it in a week. It's fucking great.
Right. Well, like I said, episodic gaming needs to get to a point where they can do it week after week.
It needs to be a little more episodic, not fucking...
Exactly. Not, hey, let's wait two months. Fuck off. Like, at that point, you're just producing a new game.
At that point, I'm like, wait, what exactly happened again? I need to see the before on, because, like, it's been a fucking while, you know?
I am hoping that they
just make it bi-weekly, you know?
Work this stuff out, because they ran into problems last year with The Wolf Among Us releasing in October, and then they didn't release Episode 2 until, like, February. And I really hope they don't do that with Game of Thrones and Tales from the Borderlands. Like, that'd be really upsetting if that played out.
I'm hoping that they've gone like, with that, man. Yeah, I'm hoping that they understand like what's at stake. And
I got problems. You gotta get this shit out. Like, it needs to be a steady stream that like puts me right up to the actual next season.
Yeah, I mean, like, people are going to start like pushing you. Like, how the fuck is a TV show going to start taking over your fucking bit? You know, that would be bad. That would be bad if Game of Thrones, the TV show, finishes before Game of Thrones, the video game.
Could happen.
Well, I mean, they have said that because there's six episodes of this, and at best, we're going to be going probably until May.
If it's one a month, yeah.
Yeah, which means that...
Well, I'm assuming they're going to coordinate the final week of Game of Thrones with the final month of Game of Thrones, the video game, I guess.
Yeah. But this takes place during, like, in between, you know, season 3 and 4.
It's a really weird time frame. It's a really weird time frame.
It's the best time frame, man. It's like...
It's the best by far, but...
It's like all the good shit's happening. There's, like, the Red Wedding and... what the fuck else happened in this one? I don't know. All sorts of good shit's going on.
Well, I mean, at some point you will have Joffrey and Margaery.
Yeah, Joffrey's still alive. Yeah. Oh, man.
I wonder if he'll be in this, because like, he's mentioned by name, but...
They gotta do it, man. That gives it, like, Game of the Year next year. Right there.
If Joffrey's in it.
At least puts it in the top five. Come on.
I think he'll be there. Joffrey, I think he'll be in there in, like, the third or fourth season, or episode, for sure.
Yeah, he'll be in there, I think. I would hope, man.
People want to see him do stuff.
That'll be really cool if they could get him for that. So
I'm grabbing a beer. Call.
Hurry up.
Order.
Did he just say Hodor? Hodor?
I don't.
So, Tony, you're gonna wait till it's all out and then play
it.
Like,
yeah.
You will give another Telltale game a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give Wolf Among Us a shot. Once I find it for a price I can enjoy. Yeah.
That's really good. So, a lot of fun that one is. So, Tales from the Borderlands, I really like it. I don't know. It's different too, because there's like, you pick loot up, and which is something that you haven't done in other ones. It's really just the conversation pieces and. You'll shoot things in this, not in the way that, you know, you shoot things in, say, regular Borderlands, but you do, like, you'll call down, like, this mech thing, and you can actually pick its loadout, so that changes the way it plays. Like, you can either have a missile launcher, or machine guns, or kind of shoulder-mounted missiles, or, like, other things. And I guess that would change the way that stuff plays out. And then there's decisions, because there's two main characters in that. There's three main characters in Game of Thrones. But the two characters in Tales from the Borderlands, they are very integral. And I guess they're going to probably be through it all the way, whereas I don't think that's the way it's going to be with Game of Thrones, obviously, because we know something happened at the end of episode one, so. Jeff, quickly tell us about Little Big Planet 3.
I grew to like it as I played it more. Like, I wasn't expecting anything out of it. It's just more Little Big Planet, except they have extra characters in it, and it's really weird because they control well.
So,
you have Sackboy, who's all, like, weighty and can't do shit, right? Then you have guys that could, like, wall jump and shit, and they're all light, and they can jump, like, 8 feet in the air. I'm like, why doesn't Sackboy control like this? What the fuck? So anyways, with these extra characters and a little more tools, like, it really, I think it's the best Little Big Planet I've played, and, like, my only complaints about it are not being able to access community levels well, but that's my problem. It's my internet or my system, whatever.
We need to fix your router, dude.
I messed with it the other night, and it's a little better, but no. I didn't mess with my router. You have to mess with your settings on your PS4. Like, you have to do, like, a custom setup for your internet.
Right, you need a static IP address. That's all you need.
Sure. I don't know.
You don't even know what that means, do you, Jeff?
This is problematic.
I followed too many words at once. Me, and I was, I got a little bit better, but there's more things I could do. There's, like, a video out there that shows how to, like, max out your connection on PS4. And, like, this guy had, like, was getting, like, 29 megabits per second on his fucking PS4. I think I should follow that video and everything will be good.
My guess is your internet's not good enough to do that. But,
probably not, but it could get better than what it's getting right now. But, like, at the very least, I fixed it a little bit to where, like, I could go on the store and try to download shit if I want to. But, like, I don't know. It's fucking pretty garbage.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah. Well, that's why I just buy all my online games on Xbox One. And just PS4, I just buy shit like The Walking Dead Season 2, you know?
There you go. Which doesn't have a platinum. So, there we go.
Little Big Planet 3. It's good, dude. Buy it.
Nah, bro.
Play with me.
So,
one will.
All right, maybe I'll play it.
Just do it.
Tony, we got any news?
I do not have any news.
All right,
I'm newsless.
Hot diggity!
Why?
Yeah, Fozzie's excited.
Thought there was some news.
No, I thought there was some news, but I guess I could. Wrong,
well, there probably was news. I just got depressed over real news and just forgot about the
news. Oh, dude, real news. Fair enough.
I hear you. especially like when you see how some people you know on Facebook will react to this news too. I find it a little depressing. I don't.
Facebook is bad.
I don't shit anymore, but that's like when you see some of these racist motherfuckers on your Facebook, you're like, dude. Okay. I don't even respond to it or anything. It's just, it's pretty sad.
I weep for them.
I try not to comment on anything.
I just say nothing.
There's some things like I don't even want to make a part of the show. But,
oh boy.
The last thing just happened, the guy that just got killed, or no, he didn't just get killed. I saw the video months ago. But the guy where the grand jury decided not to indict.
Oh, with the choking.
Yes,
dude.
Yeah, like, that's not. There's no question. There's a video, like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, and that move is supposed to be illegal for cops to use. So.
Yes. Exactly.
I didn't understand. I could at least, like, you know, I didn't see the evidence in the Ferguson thing, so.
Yeah.
based on that one, like there's you know, an argument can be made one way or the other, I guess, depending upon what the evidence said. Like there's evidence here showing this guy choked this dude.
Yeah,
that didn't make any sense to me.
I don't understand how people watch. Like, did they show the video to the grand jury? They must not have.
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I can see them. That was not as admitted as like something they could look at. You know what I mean? But like when you see people kind of celebrating this shit as some sort of victory, I'm like, victory for what, dude? Like, what are you like? You are just a racist asshole, aren't you? You know, like, really, dude? I'm being honest about it. Like, it's just like.
It, like, well,
I wouldn't be happy about anyone getting killed by a cop. Honestly, like, what?
So like, I mean, I have quite a few friends that are cops, actually. But we talked about the, like, both cases. And my one friend, Jared, he was really surprised that the guy was not indicted.
Indicted just means he's going to be brought to trial. You know what I mean?
It's right. Like, he was like, I mean, you know, you bring it to trial and maybe the evidence supports that what happened, like, and
yeah.
It wasn't, like, maybe the guy was going to die anyway or whatever.
I don't think most people understand that. Indicted doesn't mean he's going to jail. That means he's going to court.
That's something that, as you said, a lot of people don't understand that. Both ways, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, there are people going, like, oh, well, like, I don't know how you set this guy free. Like, even with either case, if he had been indicted, it doesn't mean that he was going to jail. It's just, like, you want him to go to jail is what you want. And there might not be the evidence to support that at a trial. So,
right.
But, it, like, at least bring, for me, I thought at least the New York one should have gone to trial. Like, that's a weird one.
I think they both should have gone to trial, but I think with this one, it was like, how does this not? Like, there's nothing here that says that this was okay, you know? We have, anyone can watch it and see that was not good what they did. That was fucking, they're in the wrong, you know?
Right. Anyway, that's enough politics or
that's
whatever.
That's political here, but
it's
like,
depressing.
Kind of, yeah. Depressing. It's kind of, you know, it's a lot of what I see lately in it.
Yes, it's like I'm unfollowed
a
lot of people.
Really,
I've unfollowed a lot of people on either side. Like I don't want my news feed filled with that.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not that Twitter's a fine place to talk about that stuff. Facebook's a fine place to talk about that stuff. But when you are coming off as, you know, ignorant of any facts whatsoever, it gets on my nerves. I left a comment on a Yahoo article, which was probably just dumb, but like people didn't even read the article. Like, they were just yelling back and forth at each other in the comments. I'm like, did anybody even read it? Because if you had, you all this shit you're arguing about is up in the text above. It's just like stop, being stupid.
Don't you know people only read the first two sentences and the last?
Yeah.
Wait, there are more than two sentences in an article?
Shit.
Damn it, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Well, I guess, is there any questions, Jeff? I saw you put a call out, but I'm guessing.
No, I just got a bunch of bots favoriting.
I got questions.
I put, like, every hashtag on the planet.
You got questions, Fozzy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, bring them at
they
us.
They are very amazing. Master, Matt, a.k.a. Mr. Too Fresh, a.k.a. here's his question. Which of the seven deadly sins do you suffer from the most?
That's easy. Gluttony.
Yeah that sounds about right.
Also, sloth on occasion.
Lust.
I'll just smash those two.
I have the lust, but gluttony is probably the worst.
Yeah.
Give a fuck.
Okay, perfect. That was quick and easy. Next
I
one.
Mean, wrath. I do suffer from wrath sometimes.
Suffer from all the seven. So let's talk to ourselves. Home alone, aka ERGOTR, aka Earl, rights. Like, video game, would you turn into a musical? Last of Us? I don't know.
Resident Evil.
The Last of Us. That would be great.
Pretty awesome to me. Sorry, Dick. I do that for the ending.
Musical. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty the musical.
Yeah.
I think it may work.
Let me see.
Hey, Bo. Chris.
There's got to be something out there that would be worth a good music.
Maybe a Nintendo game, if you will. Legend of
Zelda. I think Legend of Zelda would be fun.
Yeah, I could see that.
Your flute everywhere.
Maybe. Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, the musical. Maybe. Diablo, the musical.
SingStar, the musical. Wait, no. That's too on point.
In Central.
Dance Central, the musical? It kind of already is. Destiny, the musical.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Do you believe in life after love? You believe in love after love? I'm sorry.
Who is this from, Cher?
This is from Bobby, a.k.a. Zypher Game.
What, love after love?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to say life after love. It was love after love.
Like that?
Sure.
Do you believe in love after you have been loved, maybe?
Do you believe
in second love, is what he's asked.
Is Zephyr asking on behalf of himself?
I believe you could be in love.
Like you were in love once, and then you thought you like
had
it all,
man. Simultaneously.
And then you lost it, and you got it back. Like, is that what he's saying?
Well, maybe like it was a different person. So like you broke up with someone, you loved them, and you love someone else. You believe in that?
I believe you can do that.
Sure.
What? That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I love cheese.
I mean, cheese will never hurt you.
Girlfriend, you know,
cheese would never hurt you, though. Cheese is the stare. It's like, hey, you like to buy me? Oh,
I don't know.
Okay,
if you eat too much cheese, that might hurt you.
Oh, that's true.
That probably will one day.
Is it Kim Jong Un who has this terrible thing for cheese? It's like almost
probably.
Who doesn't love cheese, dude? Are you fucking kidding?
Kim Jong Un, apparently.
I'm telling you, he loves cheese so much it's almost killed him.
That's fair. I would do the same.
I'm not making that up, by the way.
Yeah, I don't blame him at all. I don't
really like cheese. Almost killed him, huh?
Yeah, he's got this like obsession with some kind of cheese, and it just
weird.
Yeah.
Fozzie, what else?
That's it.
That's it. All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff and I will have Captain Toad.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Wait, isn't Captain Toad out already? I thought it was already out.
Oh, no. As of when this show
this
up,
probably
out,
right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
right now it's out. With,
you're
you
hearing
probably,
from
you
the
can probably download it on the Wii U. Yeah.
Getting excited.
My copy is showing up tomorrow.
Oh my god, do not.
I have to go after work at like. I'm guessing tomorrow I'll probably work until 6, so.
That's
I swear to God.
My last big game.
Captain Toad gets on my top 10, I will kill him.
Maybe you should buy it and find out.
Nah. Maybe I show
him. Come on.
Nah.
Be a bro.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe in a
civilization
just
that has
Far Cry 4
captain and then
fucking
some douchebag who just tells us that the princess is
just
captain. Not happening.
Just do it. It's fucking.
I have no idea what Fozzie just said, but I agree with him.
I don't know.
Should.
Whatever he's saying wasn't good.
I was saying the toad species does not fucking fly with me, sir. That's it.
Of course it
That's
does.
All you need. Fucking there's a captain, there's a guy that doesn't do anything. What is going on over here?
I don't know. The next week, though, will be our last regular episode of the year.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Ever. No, probably.
Yeah.
Have we ever had a regular episode? I mean, honestly.
I mean, probably.
Oh, the Master Hand just killed me.
And then the week after that, Tony and I will be sitting down with Corey to go over his top 10 games of the year. Corey's special top 10.
Why is this his own episode?
I want my own episode.
Because he's like English or something. Like, he's from a different country.
Because if we let Corey in, if we let Corey into the actual game of the year
deliberations,
we'll never finish.
He's going to be talking about desert golf for hours.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's going to be talking about some European game we've never heard of. Fucking cricket 2015. I don't need to hear about this. No one cares.
Exactly. That's why we're going to let Corey have his own show.
Yeah, special European hour. That's what we're going to call it.
Well, I'm hoping he'll throw at least like one or two of mine in there. Then I support
him. Nah, bro.
And then the 2 weeks after that, we will have our game of the year stuff. So we've kind of come up with 15 category awards.
Nah, bro.
That we're gonna start getting nominations on. So we'll be ready to go when we do those recordings.
Game of Thrones for everyone.
Will we really be ready?
Probably not. We're never ready.
We're probably
not. Yeah.
My top 10 isn't even, like, my top 10 keeps changing day to day depending upon.
We've been doing this for like 10 years. We don't need to be. We don't need to be.
Preparation is overrated. I mean, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long ass time. We don't need to do that shit.
All right, so we'll be back next week. Foggy, say goodnight.
Good night.